So I was not engaged last night. I was unavailable. I think I mentioned yesterday. Thankfully, I had had to have Charlie out at a hockey practice at the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena at 8 o'clock last night. So even if I wanted to pay attention to the, I don't know, what were they called? Were they both called town halls? President
town
Trump
halls.
On NBC and President
yeah.
Biden on ABC?
They were very different.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't. So here's what I'm getting. Let's see if I've got this right. You tell me. So, from President Trump on NBC, let's see, that Savannah Guthrie did a great job of engaging the president, not allowing him to make statements without her, some referenced it, fact checking and keeping him on task and making sure he wasn't getting long winded in his answers. Or she was engaged in her own debate with the president, not allowing him to speak and expound on what he wanted to say, and kept on interrupting him.
The latter. She was in attack mode.
Okay.
It was very discourteous. I watched very little. I saw enough. It was really, and other people that I know of on social media were checking out of there very early on.
Now, from the Vice President Biden, I had George Stephanopoulos, who I think was doing a, let's see, the take was that he did not do enough to interrupt Mr. Biden. He let him drone on and on and on, didn't challenge him, and was very reserved in the way he presented himself with questions. Or he did a great job in asking a question and getting out of the way and letting the vice president say what he wanted to say without interrupting him.
Well, I think you could go with either one of those because that's pretty much what it was. It was slow and easy, and he was allowed to answer the questions at length. And Stephanopoulos definitely would ask a question, but he wasn't interrupting by any token. Once, I think I heard him. Again, I didn't watch that much of it, but I think you have pretty good assessments there, Charlie.
I did not watch either.
Okay, yeah.
No, I didn't. What was the point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I said. And, right. You know, I did, I forget who showed it. But we brought this up earlier in the week about how this was a few days ago, was the anniversary of when Kennedy and Nixon held their third debate via satellite.
One, Mr. Kennedy in New York and Mr. Nixon in California. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was when, you know, technology wasn't as sharp as it is today.
Right, pretty impressive, right. You think, for 1960.
Why that couldn't happen this time is still boggles my mind. If they could do it in 1960... I don't know why we couldn't have a virtual debate now and just do it. Or how about this? Just have no more debates.
There still is one more scheduled for Thursday.
Yeah, there's still one more for Thursday.
October 22nd.
Yeah. Let's see if that holds.
I don't know how well that's going to go. I don't know. I will say this, though. The only clip I heard two clips. One, I heard Stephanopoulos pressing Biden on what's he going to do with the Supreme Court. You know, would he add more seats? And I heard Stephanopoulos going after him there. Okay. And then I heard Savannah Guthrie pressing Trump on when did he last test negative. And he was very evasive about that. I don't know, Dave, you could tell me. He said, I can't. He pretty much could not say if he took a test before the debate, of the debate.
I didn't see that.
That was kind of troubling. I can understand why she was pressing him on that. Because
you're talking about the first debate?
The first debate. Okay. Yes, because she said there was an honor system. We know that Joe Biden tested negative for it. When did you last test negative? Because we don't have an answer from you. And he really wouldn't give her an answer on that. Kind of evasive a little bit on that. That's where that was the one part I heard a clip from.
And other parts where he was trying to give an answer, she was cutting him off repeatedly.
Well, turnabout's fair play for once.
Yeah, well, that was. it's not the role I expect a moderator to play, let's put it that way.
Well, it's always the question of what the moderator is going to do and how they're going to be perceived. And again, from the different things that I saw, those two different perspectives were laid out for both, mm-hmm. depending on who was offering the opinion. Oh, surprise, surprise. If anyone was offering an opinion, that there was going to be a different perspective depending on who was offering.
Well, I think, the assessments that you gave pretty much set the tone of it.
Yeah, but I mean, that was the thing. I think we talked about this yesterday. It's like, I mean, Biden people were going to watch Biden people, mm-hmm. Trump people were going to watch Trump, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I have heard nothing so far. You know, a lot of people are, you know, well, who's going to get the most viewers? Who's going to get the ratings? You know?
Well, we'll find out today, I suspect.
Yeah, I haven't heard any. Usually I thought that sometimes those overnight quick ratings come out. I thought sometimes even as early as now, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe Bill O'Reilly will have something on that this morning.
Yeah, we'll find out. Well, and again, it was there. And if the third debate happens, it's still scheduled, we will have coverage for you next Thursday. It's a 9 o'clock start. This is going to be, as much as last night was the town hall formats, this third one is supposed to be the town hall formats, right, with both candidates?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we know who the moderator is on the upcoming one?
You know, I don't know that.
No. Heard
Art Lewis, I think I heard.
Oh, there's just a job I wouldn't want to do.
No, that's not a job I would want to do. No.
If we were offered, I've participated in a couple, but...
They're more civil.
Knowing that it was going to be nothing more than, okay, you know, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's your question, answer it. Here's the same question, answer it. And, you know, there was really not much to do. It was just, I was nothing more than you wanted a person there on the stage to be the person asking the questions, basically.
When you're doing that, the thing you really want is someone else who is a timekeeper. It's tough to be moderating and balance and thinking your next question and trying to handle the time, too. So
yeah.
I've done a couple of them, and not something that I look forward to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But somebody's got to do it. Yeah.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
I don't know. I'll tell you what, real quick.
Because unfortunately, it's obviously played a part in the first two. Well, the first debate certainly played a part. We know that with what Chris Wallace went through.
Yeah.
And last night, now it's starting to play a part again with, depending on your assessment or what you're hearing, with George Stephanopoulos or Savannah Guthrie. And the third one that comes up next week, which, again, you'll be able to hear, should it occur, at 9 o'clock on 100.5 and 790 both, plus online, by the way, at WSGW.com.
No, I'm not finding anybody. Not finding anybody.
Maybe they haven't found anybody yet either.
It's possible.
Yeah. Can't get a taker. Huh?
Who's going to draw the short straw? Maybe they.
Yeah, right.